Thank you so much. Thank you for your service, and thank you for this opportunity to be of service today. I'm very grateful. I'm Danny, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and it's only by God's grace and God's mercy. And I'm from Brazil. I've been attending this meeting for a couple of weeks, and you had some amazing, amazing messengers here, big book messengers. And I was meditating and praying and asking God, how could I contribute to this meeting, with my experience? So I'm going to do a brief introduction about myself, and then I'm going to jump in the topic, the specific topic. So I came to OA 11 years ago in Brazil. Since the beginning, I was a very, very active member. I came in here completely destroyed by this disease. I was born a compulsive overeater, and when I came in, I was already 37, so I had decades of compulsive overeating. And I'm also a bulimic, and so I had 24 years of purging. And I was obese. I was 70 pounds heavier when I came in, because bulimia was not effective anymore in controlling my weight. And for many, many years in OA, I worked this program disrespecting the 12 steps. I didn't implement the program of action. What I did is I did a lot of service. I attended all the meetings that were available for me. I went to all the retreats, the events. I have all the literature. I read all the literature. I had a food plan. I had a plan of action. So I used the tools, but I didn't implement the solution. I had a sponsor that who was not a sponsor. It's just a friend. Confident, someone I could call when I was in trouble and I wanted to eat, but I never worked the steps with her. I answer many steps question through the 12 and 12 and the workbook alone by myself. I was self-sponsoring myself. It didn't work. And 3 years ago, I was at a normal body size, but I was contemplating suicide. And actually, it's interesting. Is this intergroup OA Footsteps? I understand this meeting is affiliated to OA Footsteps. I owed my life to this intergroup, because 3 years ago, as I was contemplating suicide, I went to a meeting from OA Footsteps, an 11-step meeting, and someone posted in the chat the information of a big book meeting, of a virtual big book meeting, the Scottsdale big book meeting. And this person, she didn't know. But at that moment, she was sponsoring me because she was sharing her hope, her strength, her experience with a meeting that was life-saving for her. And she shared this with me. She didn't know, but she put this info in the chat, and I attended this meeting, and this meeting has saved my life. And it's funny because she put it in the chat like this: "This meeting will change your life." And I believed. I saw, I felt, I believed that. And I got to this meeting, and there I found many, many big book messengers, many, many available sponsors. And they taught me how to implement the program of action outlined in the big book. They taught me that if I was a compulsive overeater, if I really had this disease, I was suffering from a condition that only a spiritual awakening or spiritual experience could conquer. And therefore, and in order to have a spiritual experience or a spiritual awakening, I needed to not only be abstinent, but work the steps as quickly as I could, with the help of someone who had already followed this path and a sponsor. And that's what I did. And this is how I have experienced recovery for the first time in my life after joining OA, a profound transformation. This is what implementing this program of action with the help of someone who has more experience than I and who have had this spiritual awakening as a result of working the steps. This is what I did, and I had the same experience, a profound transformation. A spiritual awakening, so more gradual. And I understood, I'm a good student. I'm a student of the big book. So my only experience of recovery is through the big book. I cannot share something different with you because I don't have a different experience to share. So I'm a big book thumper, and that's the only path I know. Anything else I've tried has never worked for me. I don't know what can work for you. But early on, by implementing the program of action outlined in this big book, entirely abstinent, I understood that the keystone was of my recovery was to help others, that I was recovering so I could help others. That I was recovering so I could be of service to others. And very early on, I understood that the spiritual life is not a theory, that I need to live it. And that the spiritual life is like a coin. It has two sides. One side is my relationship with a power greater than myself. And the other side is my service to others, is helping others. And this coin, for me, it's very didactic and very important because those two things, they are highly connected. I need to have this relationship with power, with a higher power. That I call God. I need this relationship and I need to work on this relationship constantly. And hopefully, on working on this relationship, God will make me capable of helping others, of serving others. And I also learned from the beginning, because my sponsor was very emphatic on that, on the absolute necessity of working with others, how imperative it is to work with others, that faith without works was that if I fail to perfect and enlarge my spiritual life through work and self-sacrifice for others, I could not survive. That's what my big book teachers called the Abby Thatcher legacy, right? So from the beginning, I was convinced that I was on this path to help others, and I was highly enthusiastic about helping others, because my way, my will wasn't working anymore for me. My will was planning my suicide. So talk about a broken will. I was convinced that my body had an allergy. I had a deep experience in the powerlessness over my body because of the allergy. And I knew my mind was defective, that my mind didn't work, because of the mental obsession and the delusion. But what I didn't know is the exact nature of my disease. And this is what this book taught me. This book taught me that self-centeredness and selfishness is my problem. It's my real problem. It's really what's killing me. Selfishness is what's killing me. So I need to get rid of selfishness or it will kill me. And only God can help me. I cannot willpower. I cannot on my willpower get rid of selfishness and self-centeredness. But if I help others, helping others, working with others is the perfect antidote for self-centeredness. Because as I'm helping others, as I'm getting out of myself, as I'm throwing myself harder in helping others, I get out of this self-obsession that I have, this disease that is killing me. Self-centeredness, selfishness. The perfect antidote is to move to other-centeredness, to God-centeredness. The problem is that I cannot do this myself, and this is what makes the 12-step program for me so different from a self-help program. I must be turned. But I cannot do this on my own power. I need God. I need That's why for me it's really a coin with two sides. My relationship with God will turn me from a self-centeredness state to a other-centeredness state. Who does the turning is really a power greater than myself. But for this power to manifest in my life and for grace to do this, I need to cooperate by putting the foot down and working the steps. And working with others is a huge part of this, because every time I'm in trouble, working with others, the book tells me this over and over again. When something's really troublesome, throw myself harder in working with others. And in the chapter, working with others. When everything fails, working with others always works. So it grants me immunity. It grants me protection. That's why I'm a big advocate of working the steps really quickly, because it gets me to this point where I can work with others. I don't like to call myself a sponsor, because sponsor is a word in a way that has a very wide range definition. It has a very wide definition when we look at the recently approved literature, conference approved literature of the definition of a sponsor. So I like to call myself a step guide because it defines better what I do as I work with others. So as I work with others, I follow to the best of my ability the suggestions on the chapter working with others. And I would like to point up I would like to highlight a lot of the mistakes I made by not implementing the suggestions of this chapter. And obviously, the result wasn't good, as you can imagine. So, one of the things I did is I The book tells me don't start as an evangelist or a reformer. I did that. As soon as I got this spiritual awakening, I was so excited. I was so passionate about this book that I became a fundamentalist of this book. And I was convinced that the only way was this book. But the chapter tells me we have no monopoly on God. We merely have an approach that has worked for us. So, this is one of the mistakes I made. The other mistake I made is you see, early on, as a recovered compulsive overeater, I thought I had this illusion of control. So, I still had it. I think I can work the steps really quickly, but it takes a lifetime to practice. So I still had this illusion of control. I wanted to control the results of sponsorship. I wanted to become a highly effective sponsor or step guide. So I was constantly bothering my teachers, I was calling my teachers, my sponsor. How do I sponsor better? How do I do better? Tell me, what do you do on step one? What do you do on this chapter? And I would write everything down, and I would do documents, write instructions, how to be more effective, how to be a better step guide. And obviously, as I told you, through prayer and meditation, I understood that I had no control over the results of sponsorship or step guiding someone or guiding someone through the steps. I had no control. I could just hope for the best. That's all I could do. Just hope for the best, share with them my experience. This is how I work this step. This is how I develop a relationship with God, with a power greater than myself. The main objective of this book is to enable me to find a power greater than myself. And that's the main object of my relationship as a step guide, is to help someone find a power greater than themselves. So when the OA promise says, "I put my hands in yours, so together we can do what we can never do alone," this doesn't work for me. What works for me is I put my hand in yours, and then I put your hands in God's hands. That's my job as a step guide. And hopefully they will find a power greater than themselves, and they will develop a relationship with this power, because that's the only way I know I can recover. I can be turned from self-centeredness to other-centeredness and live a life of sanity and utility and happiness and freedom from the food, from the obsession. That's the only way As a sponsor, I made a lot of predictions. They were all wrong. All my predictions were wrong. The ones I thought would recover, they didn't. The ones I thought would never recover, they did. So God showed me over and over again that I'm not in control. So thank you for letting me share.